Blue Jays and Astros at Minute Maid Park. Pick it up, bottom five, 2-1 Toronto. Yuli Gurriel at the plate for the Astros.
And it gets through Goins. A ground ball right through the shortstop Goins' legs. And the Astros have tied the game at two. Ball hit to right field, pretty well hit. Rennick all the way back to the wall. This ball's gone. In the air to center field, sends Mariznick back. He's all the way to the track. He's still going, and he reaches up and can't make the play. It's over his head. Two runs are going to score. Smoke into second with a double. And it's now a 6-3 Blue Jays lead. Well, the streak's on the line, and the game's on the line. Alex Bregman, seven-game streak of extra base hits. In the air to left center field, well hit. That ball's down into the wall. Beltran around second, heading to third. He is being waved home. The relay throw is not in time. Tie game. Juan Centeno now with a chance to win it. Line drive, base hit right field. The Astros walk it off.
Juan Centeno and his first game back comes through.
The Astros complete a miraculous comeback, scoring four in the ninth to stun the Blue Jays 7-6. Every hitter in Houston's lineup had at least one hit. Here's Astros skipper A.J. Hinch after Sunday's breathtaking comeback win.
No, it's nice. It's nice to end the homestand on a better note than we've been playing. And then obviously just a big win. When you get a walk-off against one of the best closers in the league, we score four. We go from a pretty down flight to a pretty happy flight. So it's nice to come away with a win, however improbable it was. Our guys kept fighting really big hits. You've got to try to do a couple things against high-end closers. You know, you've got to create some momentum for yourself, put up good at-bats. Got to come up with a big hit or two, obviously. And, Bregman's, Centeno's at-bat, excellent two-strike hit to send everybody home happy. Bregman with the big ball to the gap, which is, it's hard to drive the ball against guys like him. It's hard to continually put good at-bats together. But, to a man, we had pretty good at-bats in that ninth inning, and we needed every one of them to come back from a three-run deficit.
Juan Centeno, your hero on Sunday. His walk-off single sent the Astros to a series victory against Toronto. Here's Centeno after the game.
Just for you to be able to come out, though, I mean, it's got to be a great feeling. Every time that you've stepped on this field with an Astros uniform, you've helped in some way.
Man, I love the game. I always play hard, so every time I'm in the line, I'm going to give 100%.
What about catching fire today? I want to ask you, just behind the plate, what you saw from him.
Great command. A couple mistakes, but, hey, he went through six innings. That's what we got. That's what we won.
Josh Reddick went 1-for-5 in Sunday's thrilling walk-off come-from-behind victory over the Blue Jays. Here's Reddick after the game.
I felt Fires wasn't getting the pitches that he deserved with strikes, and I felt like that was the right time to let him know about it.
No, I mean, it was definitely a matter of a series where it seemed like there was two different strike zones for each team. We hit, we'd be a different one, and they'd hit, and it'd be a lot tighter. So it was just, I think, a lot of frustration built up inside of me. Side of this team, so it's. I felt like it was the right time to do it, and here we are with a win, so that's all that matters.
The Astros return to action Tuesday in Chicago against the White Sox.